You've just landed on the Coolest People in the World podcast, a show that features stories of cool people doing really cool things, from business, art, and travel to lifestyle, mental health and family, and everything in between. Join host Crystal J. Bailey as she introduces you to some of the coolest people in the world. Here's Crystal.
Welcome back to the Coolest People in the World podcast. This is your host, Crystal J. Bailey, and today I am also the guest of the show. I am going to hand over the mic to my friend Robin, who's going to be guiding this conversation.
Well, thank you for trusting me to help guide and tell your story finally, because, you know, you're telling everybody else's story with this podcast. So now it's time to learn about the interviewer, right? Like, when does the interviewer get interviewed, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we had this conversation this past weekend at my house on my couch where you told me your story and I had some insight on some things that I had no idea about. So I kind of want to start from the beginning, like, who is Crystal? We're on this journey now. We talk about this all the time, where like we have everything that we need, right? And a lot of things that we've been doing are the driving force of making sense right now, like we're doing it now,
right?
Tell everybody like how you got started, like what was the beginning of Crystal's journey?
Thank you for being here and guiding this conversation and asking me these questions. I spend so much of my life telling other people's stories, and so I'm a writer at the base. I wrote a book called Nourish, and I'm going to backtrack from that, but I've always been a writer. I started writing books at an early age. I spent my childhood overweight. I was an overweight kid. And when I had my daughter in 2010, I decided I was going to be the best mom on earth, and I was going to lose this weight once and for all. And that's kind of where the journey begins as far as how we got here. But as we've been talking about, you don't always realize what you're being prepared for. So I've been a bridge between worlds and different things, and I've been a peer mediator, and I've been speaking on public stages in middle school and doing different things in the public light and not realizing I was being prepared for those things. So when I became a mom, I was still in college. I was going to school for hospitality and tourism management at Stockton University, and I had looked at transferring to UNLV. I was going to move out to Las Vegas. I was running from myself. I was running from life, and I was going to start over out there, but decided to come home, and my sister was having my oldest nephew. And so I was like, I'm going to go home. I'm going to be a family person. I'm going to be there for my nephew. And I came home in 2009. And a couple weeks later, my dad suddenly passed away from a heart attack at 43 years old, which is something that is, it's interesting to me that I'm approaching that age that my dad passed away at. So he died at 43. And I met my life partner, Nick, and I got pregnant. And I was still in college, and my oldest now is 13 and a half, and life began. And it was survival mode from there. I had always spent life kind of in survival mode in many ways because I was overweight. I was significantly overweight. I was referred to as fat by the time I was 5 years old, and it was a topic of conversation from the time I was a very young child. That very much became my identity in so many ways. And then as a young adult, I was the first to go to college. I was going to do this thing. I was going to own a restaurant. I was going for hospitality and tourism, and I was going to do these things. And then I got pregnant, and I still needed an internship. I didn't know Nick at the time, and, you know, life was happening quickly, and I just lost my dad, and I was like, yo, just get me out of here. I went to my advisor, and I said, get me out of here. What can I do? I'm in debt. I'm this. Let's just start. So I got a business degree from Stockton, and my daughter in tow. After she was born, I took some time off and I went back to school, and I had set out, I said I was going to be the best mom on earth. I was going to get healthy. I was going to lose this weight once and for all, and things were going to change from here because I just met this wonderful man and I had this kid. And even though I just lost my dad, like, everything was going to be okay. I set out to lose some weight. It ended up being a 100+ pound weight loss journey. Wow. At a time when social media wasn't what social media is today, and I had started sharing on Facebook just some thoughts about the journey, just saying I went to Weight Watchers, I would weigh in week after week, and I would talk about it on Facebook, which I got a Facebook when I was in college and you needed a .edu.
I remember that.
Right?
You had to have a college account to have a Facebook
account.
Yeah,
you needed a .edu email address to even have a Facebook.
Yeah.
So the internet just wasn't what it is now. And you and I have talked about it. You were there.
All the time.
And it's like we really kind of built this in a way, the way it is, because Instagram didn't exist and Facebook was for college kids. But then little by little, all of a sudden, you know, your aunts and uncles, and all of a sudden your grandmom's on Facebook. And
right.
So my neighbor, fast forward, she was like, you know, you really have something to say. I heard about this thing called a blog. So I started a blog, and me being the wordsmith that I am was like, what's cute and witty? And so I called it Skinny Jeans Dreams.
Skinny Jeans Dreams. Boy, do I remember Skinny Jeans Dreams.
You were there, right?
That blew up. It blew up. Tell everybody about the Skinny Jeans Dreams journey. Like, yeah. I remember you were selling merch. The things that people are doing now, making personal brands and selling merch and people, but like, you were doing that.
I did by accident.
How by accident?
Because I was just being, because I was just sharing, right. And I was just being honest and truthful, and people were drawn to the things I was saying because I was speaking truth. You know, this sucks. This is hard. The mindset around, I'm tired of being fat. I've gotten comfortable with that word. Yeah. I was a fat kid, and it was reality for me. It wasn't going to be reality for my daughter, though, if I had anything to say about it. So right. I took on that persona, and people started responding, and all of a sudden, I was now losing weight. That's part of the journey. I was a size 2 at one point. Like, I joked that my head was too big for my body. Like, it got unhealthy at one point. But during that time, people really liked what I had to say and my thoughts about it all. So Skinny Jeans Dreams blew up overnight when people started reading the blog. Then I created a Facebook page when Facebook like pages were not what they are now.
Right.
At 22 years old, as a new mom, and I just lost my dad, and I just met my partner that I would be raising kids with for the rest of my life, barely knew him at all, I started this public journey, and I said, here I am, I'm Crystal, and by the way, I'm losing some weight because I'm going to get healthy. And people just started following, 10,000 people, almost overnight, 10,000 people, 15,000 people. It got up to 18,000 people at one point that were just watching me. I want to keep this really real. Like, there would be comments about my breasts. Oh, you lost a lot of weight, but you don't have any breasts now, from strangers on the internet. And I was 23, 24. You know, these things are going on. I didn't know. And one of the conversations that you and I had was like, who was going to mentor me? Who had done it before that? Nobody. We were figuring it out.
Right. And you're having these conversations and you're saying these things like you're just saying the word like fat. Like now, if you go on Instagram, there's like a whole community of fat positive or body positive accounts. You know, like you were talking about stuff when it was like, oh my god, shocking. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you were taking the risk of putting your story out there and it just being like new to these ears and eyes.
Right. And people were responding. And so I just rolled with it. And yeah, then there was a merch situation. I got a job with a promotional products company. There's Skinny Jeans Dreams t-shirts and water bottles, Dream, Believe, Achieve, with like a little logo I had made that people wanted. And they live in Canada and Australia and Africa, and people were following me from everywhere. What I know now is that's an immense amount of pressure without a mentor at 20 some years old on the internet. It's a free for all. We're figuring it out. So it just started evolving. My kid was a part of it. She's no longer my kids. I keep private. They're not part of the public eye as much, but my daughter was very much a part of it. We would be on the Atlantic City boardwalk. I would be running and sharing videos, and I would do giveaways of me running up and down the stairs at the Taj Mahal. And like, it was a thing. People loved it. And I would travel and people would go, oh, you're that girl from Facebook. Oh, are you that girl, Crystal? Are you Skinny Jeans Dreams? I was in line in Virginia at some amusement park and somebody came up, was standing next to me. She's like, oh my God, you're that girl from Facebook.
The OG influencer, y'all.
Yeah. I've said I was influencing before we were calling it that. Right. Like, it was a thing. And I didn't realize it was a thing because it wasn't a thing for anybody else. It was for me. It was becoming for my friends. I would go to blogging conferences in Baltimore and I have friends from all over the place that started as bloggers, and like people that currently have books in Barnes and Noble and different things. These people were my friends that I was going to blogging trainings with, but also all these other things.
Right.
Grieving my dad, raising my kid, figuring out my life, going back to college, and you know, but I had something to say.
Right. Floating off that, what was next for you after that? Kind of was like, wow, I'm in it, the merch is popping, like,
yeah.
Where did that take you?
The whole time I would always say, so I was using Weight Watchers, and I would always say affiliate marketing before we called it that. If I got paid for every time someone joined Weight Watchers, I'd be rich by now. Right. Thousands of people were joining Weight Watchers because I was publicly losing weight.
Right.
And then I've discovered TurboFire, which is a program by Beachbody. And then I was introduced to Beachbody. And so I didn't know anything. Again, this all began when I was 21 and I was new to the world. I didn't know anything about direct sales or multi-level marketing or anything like it. But I saw an opportunity and I'm still, this is all being fueled by, I just want to build something for my kid. And holy shit, what just happened?
Right.
Because I was just chilling and I was in college and now I'm a mom and my dad's dead and this is happening and everybody's looking at me. The one thing I would have done different is not put myself on a pedestal. I put myself on a pedestal. I put all this pressure on myself to be this perfect image of a person. And then I was introduced to Beachbody. And so it was an opportunity to build what I had set out to build. What? You're telling me I can make money from doing what I'm already doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sign me up. And you know, the people around me who knew me like, no, you know, don't do this, don't do that, don't do MLMs, whatever. And but I was like, but look, they're millionaires. If they can, I can. And that's how I am. And I see that now in my life. All you got to do is show me once it's possible and I'm going to go get it. You might have to coach me along the way here and there, but I'm going to figure it out. It's how I am. With Beachbody, it introduced me to an opportunity to build a business. And I started sitting at tables with people who were doing it. I built a very successful Beachbody business. At first, my Skinny Jeans Dreams following, a lot of people unfollowed when I announced that. They were like, oh, you're a sellout, you're this or that. And I was like, I don't understand why I'm just trying to do what I'm trying to do and I'm a sellout, but I'm still in survival mode. I'm still just running from, I was running from myself before I got pregnant when I went to Vegas. And, you know, yeah. Now this is happening. And now I'm young and I'm skinny for the first time and I'm pretty and I'm this and I'm that. And I have the perfect.
Going on trips and getting, I mean, I remember seeing the Beachbody era of you and you were here, there and everywhere. I'm like, where is Crystal this weekend? You're winning awards.
Yep.
How was that? Like you said, you were able to sit in the seat that you kind of like always saw yourself in and all eyes were on you. Like, how did that feel?
Good, because, you know, going back to the idea of being this thing that, like, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't know I was going to be an overweight kid at 5 years old. You don't make that decision. You become that in so many ways. So with Beachbody and Skinny Jeans Dreams and this limelight, I was able to be something else. And yeah. So it was an opportunity for me to really be whatever I wanted. In retrospect, what I wish I would have done was let myself truly be me. I became a version of myself that I thought the world wanted from me. And it worked though, because before this, I won a Weight Watchers challenge. I had a transformation. I won money. I went to New York. I met Jennifer Hudson.
Yep. I remember that picture.
I did all those things. And so Beachbody was no different. Show me the plan. Let's go. And with Beachbody, it's like you become an emerald, a ruby, a diamond, a this, a that, a this star, this star, this star, you know, down the line. And so I was like, what does it take to make money? What's the goal to make me money from this? And so I started chasing that. And I built, during the time, a phenomenal team, though, because I was already helping people. I was already using my story. I was already working out. I was already getting in shape. I was already doing all these things. People were already being helped by me. So now I was just moving into a business side. So I built a team. I had 200 and some people, United States and Canada, that I was now at this time, I'm like 24. Wow. And I'm their freaking leader. I'm their coach. I'm this person because I have this following and I'm successful. And because when I went into Beachbody world and I just took this and made it that, I was like instantly successful. Now it was a new opportunity, you know, and it was just this continued evolution of figuring it the frick out. So I became a 5-star Diamond Beachbody coach. It was a point in time I was making pretty significant money every week. And a lot of it was really, really beautiful. A lot of it was some of my best friends came from this time, my best friends. Because I didn't have the restaurant that I planned on having, because life is life, I was like, well, we'll do this then. And I'm going to do it really well. So I ended up having a really significant team, a lot of beautiful women all around the world, all around the country, all around Canada. But it wasn't all beautiful. It was a very, very toxic situation in many ways, too. And so I'm going to tell a story I haven't told yet. And this is why I wanted to share this on the podcast. I helped the girl 1 year win $100,000. Beachbody gives away a challenge prize. They give away multiple challenge prizes, weekly challenges, monthly challenges, quarterly challenges, and a yearly challenge. And I coached the girl 1 year that won the yearly challenge. And I ended up winning $40,000 for being her coach.
Wow.
Before I say this, I do want to say that people are going to know who I'm talking about, who have followed me. And I want everybody to know that I wish this person nothing but health and happiness. You know, hurt people, and I understand that now. But at the time, I keep bringing up my age for context, because looking back at this point of view, like the things I wouldn't let my younger self deal with or tolerate had I known better or understood deeper. I didn't understand, but I was trying to be this person and this leader and this mom and this coach and this a million things. During this time, a woman that I was working closely with began to very violently verbally abused me, emotionally abused me. And she was someone that I was helping. But I look back and see what it was, is she needed more help than I could offer. And we had this amazing team. It was such a good environment for what it was, of women supporting women. And so people who are needing support are going to find their way to you. And so we've had multiple situations where people will be like a little chaotic, a little like, I don't think this is going to work. I was learning how to handle it. This particular woman, for 2 years, we were pursuing something. It was a good reflection on the team. It was a good reflection on something I was building. She was winning prizes. I was winning. But any given day, she would decide that I was the worst person on earth. I would know from her mouth how awful I was. And I was an awful anything, an awful coach, an awful wife, an awful mother, an awful human, an awful anything. And she would write a dissertation about why. And I didn't know how to deal with it, so I didn't say anything. Other things were happening, you know, women, you're dealing with a group of women, to be expected things were happening. You're traveling with people, you're meeting people from different cultures. And part of it was, a lot of the people that found their way to me were older than me too, because I had had a certain level of success. And so now I was trying to coach and mentor people older than me. And it just was like a lot of things that I look back and I'm like, I wish I had what I have now. But I learned rapid speed. And so that progressed, and I don't want to make it a whole negative episode show, whatever, that progressed. It hit ahead in 2017. And that's when I walked away from Beachbody. But I want to go back and color in a little bit of the good parts while I was earning these trips. And even though all this was happening, I was also attending leadership retreats. And I saw John Maxwell speak live. I've seen Tony Robbins speak live. I've seen Sean T and Tony Horton and these people that are millionaires and successful people and authors and all these beautiful things. I've seen them speak live and learned from them. And when I was done with Beachbody, because it was so traumatic in so many ways, and the same year I got married, the same year my book came out, a lot was happening. I boxed it all up and I put it all away. And I was like, I'm just going to look over here. I'm just going to go on to the next thing, whatever I do next, figure out. But I'm done with that, because it was just complete chaos. And I'm saving a whole lot of the story. Like, it was, you heard some of it. It was, yes. There's a kicker in there that I would respect everybody and not share, that everybody I tell the actual kicker to is like, holy shit.
But you know what? We moved past that, right? And yeah. So how did you overcome that? And what gave you the fuel to start writing, like, on another level, like how you're doing it, and all the things that you're doing now? Like, mm-hmm. There had to be something in you to be like, you know what? Fuck this. This is what I want to do. And now we're at this table right now.
That's the journey. That's the real meat of the journey, right? For the sake of time, I'll tell more of the healing aspect of things on another show. But this was 2017. And at that time, I was 28, 29. So I had lived all this life, and people were demanding a book. So I have a book. It's called Nourish, A Journey to Loving and Embracing the Woman Within. And it is written from what I knew at 29 at this point, from all the women I had touched, met, learned, everything I learned. That came out at the same year that the company I was working for and the chaos of that hit ahead. And I finally married Nick. And so all these things happened in the same year. And the week I got married, my book came out, and I just was done. And I took the next 5 years of my life, honestly. And I didn't at the time, like, during that time, I felt so much like guilt and shame. I gave up, I this, I that. And only through my healing journey the past couple of years and understanding myself differently from a different point of view, really going to real therapy, really doing deep work. I'm not talking about I'm checking at therapy like you clock into church. Like, I go to therapy and I do deep healing work. And so through that, I was able to look at all of this and feel ready to even share this story, but look at it all for what it was. And I didn't right away. It wasn't like a turning of a page. Okay, what's next? It was like, oh my God. And so I'm just right now, I'm going to sit down. I'm just going to be me. Okay. And I promoted my book for a little bit. And then I was introduced to the newspaper that I was writing for during this time. We had a worldwide pandemic and the world shut down. The year after my kids were sent home from school, I ended up working for a lending company, doing odds and end things, just trying to get by, trying to make money, trying to pay off the car I bought when I was doing really well with Beachbody.
Right.
And I homeschooled my kids the full year after I homeschooled my kids. I pulled them from the district. I ordered curriculum. I was like, I'm just going to be a mom. I never got a chance to just be a mom. I just want to be a mom for a year. And I was very fortunate to be able to do that. And after that, when they went back to school, I said, well, what am I good at? What I'm good at writing. And you were a part of that because you had been asking me for, you know, in your businesses,
yes.
Hey, can you write my bio? Hey, can you write this? Hey, can you edit this for me? And I never, it wasn't a business. So I was just like, you're my friend. Yeah, sure. Whatever. And you would always ask, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know. Shout me out or something. Like, what? I don't know. And the one time that you were actually there, and I kind of forgot about this in the story, I was like, you had asked me to update a bio or a resume or something along those lines. And I said, wait, maybe I can monetize this, you know? Yeah. And so I started calling myself a writer, and I started doing some freelance work and making some odds and end things here. I went back to, I've been writing for Shore Local for many years, and I was like, I'll pour into that. I'll start writing some more community stories. And fast forward a little bit further, I call my partner because we're figuring life out, you know, like, right. I don't want to unpack the personal aspects of my journey, but as you can imagine, I met him at 21 and we had a lot to figure out, and we have two kids together now, and you know, I have a 13 and a 9-year-old, and so over the past couple years, we've taken a little bit of a step back from each other, and we are still married, and it's my homie, my person, but we took a minute, and so we're figuring out what that looks like. And during that minute, I was able to see myself and what does it mean to just be Crystal.
Yeah.
And it's been eye-opening, and for lack of a better word, awakening, because I'm like, oh, you did that? Like, I was there doing it, I can tell you in retrospect, but like, I've blocked out so much of it, so much trauma was going on at the same time, that I'm like, I look back now and I'm like, holy shit, you did do that, huh? And that's a lot of our conversations where I'm like, no, I went to that. How do you know that? Because I went to a training for it, duh. Like, you know, because I did these things. Only recently can I say that I got to a point where I'm like, no, I'm actually equipped. And that's kind of where the podcast comes from, because it's like, wait, I was already doing something. I got wrapped up in a local world. I wrote for, I'm going to use this podcast to say this, Shore Local and I have made the decision to go our separate ways. That's it. I'm going to leave it there. But that was a huge stepping stone for me. So I was becoming someone on a local community. I am.
Met so many cool people along the way.
All the relationships and so many of the people are leading me here, led me to being a radio host, all these beautiful things. So now it's really just kind of like, okay, I'm back to myself. I wanted to tell this story because I'm like, that's who I was. I got wrapped up in a local space, and that's, you know, scratching the surface, but I got wrapped up in the local space. I did very well in the local space. And then it became time to bring it back to the level that it was at when I walked into the local space to begin with.
You literally were talking about this podcast like for a little bit, but it was also kind of like a spark. Like, I want to start a podcast, you know? I was like, all right, cool. Start the damn podcast, you know? Through your work, you have everything you need, like we always talk about, right? What made you want to start the podcast? And obviously, we're having a good time doing it. Where do you see it going?
It happened quickly. And a lot of it was people I was meeting were reintroducing me to versions of myself. I talk a lot about mirrors. People were saying, hey, you know, you're good at this. Or, hey, you know, I really see you. Or, hey, you're this. I really feel your energy. I really appreciate what it's like to talk to you. And then I was given opportunities. I was given an opportunity to co-host Joe Stable for Two, and which is how I was introduced to Kevin Kennedy. It was one of those moments where I was like, are you ready for this or not? I had to be whipped into shape a little bit, but I was like, yo, I'm ready. Like, I've been ready. Put me in the ring. Like, I had stories to tell. I have met so many people. Like, the Atlantic City world is just a part of it. I told you about all the travel. I told you about all the things, the leadership, the people I was with. You know, these are my friends. These are people that are in my world in many ways and doing different important things. And I've always said through my work, through writing, I get to tell the coolest stories in the world. I get to meet the coolest people in the world. So where do I see it going? I hope to continue to elevate my voice, to be able to use my voice to tell things that are important to me. I would like to talk about the journey in more detail and talk about the different aspects of things that have helped me to become this person. But the people that I've met have shaped me in many ways and taught me and shown me and been mirrors to me, good and bad. You know, I've learned a lot over the past several years and even beyond that. So I want to use this platform to tell those stories, my stories, and to give people, including myself, a space and a microphone and a voice to speak their truth, because I didn't always get to. I protected people, but I'm not going to take no bullshit. Nothing's going to be taken from me again, and too much was. And so that's kind of where things are. And I don't have, as you see, it's just like a flow of life. Like, I have there's a master plan now. You're not going to knock me off the plan. I see this being really, really special and really beautiful.
And there's no coincidence that you did all the things, even to bad. You met all the people, you saw all the things, you know. There's no coincidence that everything that you've dealt with up to this point has led you here. It's been a beautiful journey on my end as your friend to see this ride, even though I didn't know everything. Mm-hmm. I knew a lot. You've grown so much since we've gotten super close, and it's a beautiful thing, and I'm excited for you. We talk almost every morning. We have like our morning tea kind of talk and catch up. I'm really proud of you. I'm really excited what's ahead for you. My biggest question right now is, how do you feel? We've been talking about this episode and like doing this. Like, how do you feel now?
I feel cool. I feel powerful and I feel ready. I feel super steady and super ready. Like, whatever's next for me, I'm equipped for. I can see everything that led me here. I know who's around me. I know what my team is like. Those morning conversations, everything. Everybody being on my team, I'm like, I'm ready now. Let's do it from a different point of view. Let's do it with everything I know now. You know, I'm not 21 anymore. I'm not 25 anymore. I'm 36 years old. I got two beautiful kids. And I'm just ready to build something significant.
You already have, my friend. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Robin.
Yes.
You've been listening to the Coolest People in the World podcast with Crystal J. Bailey on the new Pod City Podcast Network. Visit us online today at thecoolestpeoplepodcast.com.